A two-day meeting of 39 African countries earlier this month produced the Livingstone Declaration, which calls for the eradication of all cluster munitions. However, South Africa was the only country not to endorse the declaration, saying that cluster munitions are a valid weapon of war, provided they're targeted according to laws of armed conflict. Many countries say this jeopardizes the country's moral standing on the continent, where it is the economic and diplomatic heavyweight. Spokesperson James Stapleton of the Jesuit Refugee Service told us more about how South Africa justifies its position.
These bombs cause a huge amount of harm to civilians. They violate international humanitarian law. But unfortunately, South Africa is putting their arms industry, economic interest, above human lives. Because what they're saying is they want to keep smart bombs. Now, this is the same sort of stuff that we heard from the U.S. coalition when Iraq was invaded at the start. We were told that the technology was there, that the bombing equipment that used was accurate and it wasn't going to cause disproportionate humanitarian deaths and injuries. And now, a few years later, looking back, and we see the hundreds of thousands of people that have been maimed in Iraq, the millions that have been forcibly displaced, we know that they're over-exaggerating the effectiveness of the weapons that they're using. From a humanitarian perspective, it's almost impossible to justify their position. From an economic perspective, the fact that there is no war on South African territory, that they don't have to see the consequences of the use of these weapons throughout the African continent, it's easier for South Africans to justify it because they don't see it and they fear that they will lose from it. South Africa is one of the biggest arms producers on the continent.